were you going to go as a for the jury?
No. Whatever. Anyway. Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam, Hilchos Macholos, Asuras, Perek Hamish, Halach Aleph, Chapter 5, Law 1. We're going to now get very much into the... Oh, sorry about that. And I'm not supposed to be looking at this. One second.
I had it out to the kids.
Okay, we're going to learn about Eiver Min HaChai tonight. Okay, eating a piece of limb off the living animals. Aleph, it's Sunday night. Mipi HaShmua Lamdu. We learn from the Torah Shebal Peh. Shezeh Shenemer B'Torah, that which it says in Sefer Dvarim. V'lo Sochal HaNefesh Im HaBosor. You should not eat the soul with the meat. The rabbis understand that that means lesor avar shenechtach min hechoy, to prohibit a limb that's been chopped off from a living animal, because that's what a living limb is. It's really called the soul because it's not going to come back. Okay, val avar min achai, and on this issue avar min achai, we also know it's one of the seven Noahide laws. Who Eimer LeNoach? Hashem said it directly to Noach. Ach Boser B'Nafsho Doma Lo Socheilu. Meat in its with its soul in its blood, you shall not eat. So that's when it was commanded once and repeated a second time for the Jews. Now, on which types of animals is Eimer Min Achai applicable? Ve'Iser Eimer Min Achai Noyeg B'Vehema Chaya Ve'Of. Batehoirim of a low batemeim. Eimer Achai applies to animals, domesticated animals, wild animals, and birds that are kosher, but not ones that are not kosher, because there it's ein iser chal an iser. It's already they're usher because they're not kosher to begin with.
For goyim, though.
What?
For goyim.
Okay. Okay, I hear your question.
No high blood.
What?
It's an Noahide law.
Yeah, it's an Noahide law.
Are goyim allowed to be non-Noahide?
So it could be maybe only for a yid this iser is. I don't know. What does your note say? I have no notes on this.
It says since the species is forbidden, no additional prohibitions apply. So
that's for us.
For us, yeah. It doesn't
that's
say
for us.
It must be just for
but
us.
For a goy, it shouldn't make a difference because the goy, there's nothing wrong with it. It's interesting. The Rambam doesn't make any note about that. I guess he doesn't have to tell us halach is for goyim.
What do you mean there's nothing wrong with it? There's something wrong with it for a goy.
For them, but he doesn't have to get us onto their details. We don't have to know Hilchos Goyim. I mean, you know, it's like, okay, so they have Eiver Min HaChai, but for us...
Would it be prohibited because technically they have to keep the seven Noahide laws
anyways? Yeah, they have to... So for the goy...
So it's all species.
It would appear it should be all species for a goy. I mean, there's nobody speaking clearly over here in this. But for sure by a Jew, only by kosher. Because by goy, you're right. There's nothing to talk about kosher or not kosher.
But in both cases, neither one can eat it anyways. Jews can't eat it because... The
question is, what are you transgressing? Is it two lavim or one lav? So for the yid, you would have thought maybe it's two lavim. It says there's only one lav. It only applies on kosher animals. Because a non-kosher animal, it couldn't apply on that. While for a non-Jew, there's nothing wrong with a non-Jew eating a non-kosher animal. So it could only apply. It has to apply on all animals. That's what I would assume. Unless you want to say a goy shouldn't have stricter laws than a yid. Which is also an interesting issue. A goy has an iser or a yid doesn't have an iser.
Yeah.
But it's also for a different reason for the yid. Right? But anyway, I don't know. My commentary doesn't shed any light on this.
So we can get bite out of
it just says it's a machlokas in chulin.
So if we can get bite out of a live fish?
It didn't say fish.
Yeah.
Right? It only applies to what? Behema chayin of.
Yeah.
So you want to go into a what do you call it? University?
The
university and small
fraternity.
Goldfish?
The fraternities. Yeah.
Okay, the goldfish is goldfish kosher. Fins and scales.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So if you want to swallow goldfish, just make a bracha. Don't forget to make a bracha.
Yeah, the bracha.
Okay, base.
Would that apply also to what do you call them, the ones that are kosher, the grasshoppers that are kosher?
Yeah.
You could eat live. Want to eat a live grasshopper?
Go. Really crispy.
That's more right. Four spice.
Go for it, Howard. Okay. Vase.
Boy, you guys have funny tastes.
Echad Eiver Sheyesh Bo Basar Gidim Vatzamos Kigon Hayad VaRegel. It's regardless if the limb has flesh, sinews, and bones, let's say like an arm, a shoulder, whatever, okay, like a foot or a hand, or regardless, there's a limb that has no bones. Now, what kind of limbs have no bones? If you go on Alasha, let's say a tongue. Vahabetzim, a testicles.
No bones there.
Vahatchol, a spleen. Vahakloyos, kidneys. Vahalev, and a heart. What if you eat a heart? Right? Right? You rip the heart. You were one of these vampires. You rip the heart right out of the animal while it's beating, right? And you eat it, right?
So it's not going to be alive for long if you take the heart out.
So we will see what's going to happen over there. There may be more than one Isser at one time, but still, they all are in Aver Min HaChai. Okay? Ukiyetzuhem. But there is a distinction when you're eating a limb that's got flesh and bones versus a limb that has no bones. There is a difference in Halacha. What is that? If you're talking about a limb that has no bones, like a heart or a kidney, doesn't matter. You don't have to cut the whole heart off. Or even you call cut part of the heart off. Okay? Doesn't matter. It's usher for eating aver min achai. You don't have to have the entire limb. However, v'aver sheyesh bo etzem, But a body part that has a bone normally, you have to tear it off the way it was created, meaning to say with the flesh, with the sinews and the bone. We'll see what that's going to exclude in a minute. But you got to have the whole aver, the way it goes. Let's say he just chopped off, let's say the skin, the flesh, the meat off of the pulki. But he didn't take the whole pulki off. Just trefa. Flesh.
Now you got trefa.
Chayvalav mishum trefa. That's what we talked about earlier in the last parak. You're chayv for a trefa because that is killing that part of the meat without shechita. Too much time has already learned. That explains what the Rambam meant in the last part where we were going having problems. What the Rambam mean? You're cutting off part of the animal, a kosher animal, and it's not even a chai. How are you going to have even a chai? Well, that's what Rambam was referring to. We didn't cut the whole limb as it is with the bones, sinews, and the meat. Yeah. But if you only cut the meat, then it's an issue of trefa and not aver min achai. That's the difference over there. Okay, Gimel. Okay, Gimel Dal is a little bit tricky over here. So now, what's the minimum amount to get lashed on Eiver Min Achai? A Kezayis. Loike, you get lashed. Vafilu Ochal Eiver Sholem. Even, let's say, an entire limb, a complete limb, it depends. Im Yeshbo Kezayis, if there's a Kezayis in the entire limb, between the sinews, the bones, and the flesh, it all is included in Kezayis, then Chayev. You're Chayev and you get lashed. But what if you have a whole limb, but it's a small limb? And Pachas Mekezayis, but the whole limb, even though it's a whole limb, but it's not a Kezayis.
You ate the whole limb.
What?
And you ate the whole limb.
You ate the whole limb. Still putter, even though you ate the whole thing, because you don't have a Kezayis. So it's not like, well, if it's a whole limb, maybe it's an exception. No. Now, what if Chotach mina aver kebriyoso. Let's say you cut off the limb the way it's made, with basar vegidim vatsomos kezayis, and you cut, and there's the meat and the flesh, the sinews and the bones and everything, and there's a kezayis. Well, you eat it loka, but here's the fourth, the extra fourth. Avavi sheim bo basar el kolshu. Let's say real meat can only, let's say the meat was only a drop of the kezayis. The kezayis is mostly a thick bone and thick sinews. And just in that kezayis is just a drop of 2% of meat. Doesn't matter. Since you have the animal, the way the limb was created, you don't have to have that much flesh. As long as there's a kezayis in everything that was created. Now, here's the tricky parts now. Let's say after you've separated this full limb with the bones and the sinews and the flesh from the living animal. But now that it's been separated, but now you get a little picky over here. Now you cut off from that limb that's been cut off. You're only eating the meat. At that point, ain't a leika, you won't get lashed. You have to eat a kazayas from the meat alone. Once you've changed the way it looked in the creative stage, because you separated the meat from the rest, once you separate it, it doesn't combine with the bones and the sinews. If you would have left the pulki the way it is, so even though it's very little basar, but it was together with the bones and the sinews, then they'll combine to make a kazayas. Once you've cut the limb, and in that cut-off stage, now you take some meat from that kazayas and take the meat off, then you have to have a kazayas of a meat. And even if, let's say, you cut the kazayas, we cut off the meat from that bone, and you ate a half a kazayas of the meat, and I'm eating the very bone that I cut it from, it's no good anymore, because since it's been separated from it, it doesn't work. Because until what? You don't get lashed. Since you change it. Now, let's take this one step further. Dalit. Let's say, instead of cutting the meat off of this, you cut off the limb, but instead of just cutting the meat off of the limb, chalaka la'ever zeh, this whole limb, you're cutting off, let's say you have a big, big pulki, and you're cutting off four chunks of the pulki. And each one's got some bone, some sinew, and some flesh. Right? But each one is a small bit. Each one is not a kazayas. Right? V'cholam atmat, eat it slowly, slowly. So now, im yesh b'masha ochel kazayas basar, chayv, if in everything you ate is a kazayas basar, you combine it all together, then you're chayv. V'im lav pot, if not pot, because once you chop them up, it has reduced its full being aver mina chay. Now, what if, on the other hand, lokach kazayas mina aver kibriyoso, basar v'digim v'atzomos, v'ochlo. Now, let's say you take a whole aver, and it's got a kazayas. What we did is, when you're eating it inside, you're swallowing it at intervals, so you're not really swallowing a kazayas together. That's okay. Even though it's separated inside his mouth, before he swallows it, chayv, you're still chayv, because it's one eating process, and if you have one kazayas, it's connected with everything.
Don't we assume if the animal would die anyway, and it would be... You're eating treifa.
Not necessarily the animal would die. An animal could live without a leg. Mm-hmm. We'll see. We'll get to halacha in a hay that we'll talk about such a case. What happens if the animal will die at the time when you scalp it and you cut it? We'll talk about what halacha happens there. Yeah?
I'm a little confused about why we're getting into the intricacies of the size here, because really, the thing that's really, to me, the issue is the disgust and the pain for the animal, maybe.
That's right, but there still is a shi'ur that must be accompanied to be chayv in anything that you
do. You mean that small amount is disgusting?
It doesn't matter, but you're right, it's usur. You've done a sin. Even the smallest amount, you have a black mark on your record. Question is, have you done enough that we can lash you for it? For everything in the Torah to be to get punished, there has to be a minimum amount. And that is the kazayas. You're missing the kazayas, just like in treif. What if you eat treif? You're not going to get lashed until you eat a kazayas. Even though you did a terrible avera, the avera is there, but the punishment of lashes is not, because you have to have a minimum requirement. Eat on Yom Kippur. To get punished for that, you have to have a koseves. If you don't have that, even though you ate too little, you can't get punished. This is a question of punishment. Punishment comes from eating. Eating is defined by a certain measurement. You're right. It's still an avera. It's still a sin, but you don't get punished for it.
Does pikuach nefesh push out all of these?
Sure it does. If the doctor says you have to eat aver min ha'chayim, or even you have to eat pig, you push that off for sure.
And
that's
what if
not
your
problem.
Plane crash in the Andes and it's a human, you have to pull the limb off?
So that was a shiloh we once mentioned on Tisha B'Av.
The Holocaust. Yeah.
I forgot who did that. Was it the Weitzner Rav? I don't remember which Rav it was.
Why, that was all they had to eat?
They asked a shiloh to eat dead meat, not to rip off a human being.
Right.
The humans died.
And what happened? What was the answer?
So he said, although Mitzara didn't, you could do it, but he said you shouldn't do it.
Because the Nazis shouldn't
have an excuse. They see, that's why we kill Jews, because they eat people. It's so disgusting, and it makes the Jew look so low that al schil Hashem you shouldn't eat it. But if it wasn't in that situation with the Nazis, let's say you're in a plane crash somewhere in the Andes, Right. You know, then that might be different. If you could save your life, you technically could. Okay, let's move on to halacha. Hey. Okay, this one got to be careful on this one now. There's three steps to this halacha. We got to take it easy here. Talash Eiver Min Achai. Let's say you ripped off a limb from the animal alive, but it just so happened it was a critical organ, like the heart. Vinitrafa benitilaso. And as you rip it off, you have now made it die without a proper shechita. Right? And, or better, and well, better, it becomes a trefa better. Now it is a trefa. Okay? Because now the animal will not live a year. Let's say it's still alive. Well, the heart is a little dramatic here. Let's take another vital organ that it could live, let's say, a couple weeks or a couple
or
days.
Or even it'll bleed to death, maybe.
Or it'll bleed to death, whatever. But right now it's alive. And for that matter, you could even have shechted it right afterwards. Doesn't matter. So once you've done that, so ba'achlo chayev shtayim, you're chayev two. Why chayev two? I always said ein iser chalal iser. Let's figure which iser. Here, it's not an iser chalal iser. Why? Mishum eiver min achai mishum treif. You're chayev for eiver min achai, and eat from a treif. Why? And here's the new rule. Shrei shneo isurin boin ke'echos. Because both isurim are coming simultaneously. Because at the moment you rip the flesh off, at that moment you've created it to being a trefa. So it's meat of a trefa and a minachai at the same time. Because this animal, now that you ripped it off, it won't live the year. So but that happened at the same time that you ripped it off. So it's Eirin Achai and Trefa at the same time. So that's not Isser Chal Al Isser. It's not an Isser going on an existing Isser. It's two Isserim on the same. As opposed to Eirin Achai in a Trefa animal. In a not Tohar animal, a Tome animal. It has Tuma first. And then Eirin Achai second. It won't go on it because there's one there before the second one wants to come on. But here, there's nothing there, and they're both coming in at the same time.
Well, could you say?
There'll be a few more examples coming up.
Could you say that if you rip out?
Just hold on. Let's see if he isn't going to say your examples first. After his examples, you can offer another one.
Okay.
But this is now Eiver Min Achai and Trefa can happen at the same time. Let's move to the next one now. V'cheina Tolesh Chelev Min Achai. What if you rip off Chelev, the certain fats that are not allowed to be eaten,
just above the kidney,
from the Chai? Now those fats are prohibited
because they're in a kosher animal.
Even before,
yeah,
right. V'achol eat them still. Loka Shtayim, you're loka, you get lashed twice. Why? Mishum Min Achai and Mishum Chelev. So now, footnote Chav Pez over there says, even though, wait a minute, why should the Isser of Eiver Min Achai go on Chelev? Because Chelev was there first. So what goes on? So he says, even though the Isser Eiver Min Achai is going on something where the Isser Chelev was already there, but the Isser Eiver Min Achai will come upon it. Why? Because Eiver Min Achai is Usser also to Goyim. So you've added on to whom it is prohibited to, even though before it was also only Chelev. In other words, if the Isser was a more local Isser, Chelev is only Usser for a Jew to eat. A Goy can eat Chelev, right? So now, when the second Isser expands over and beyond to a new region, like when it was a not kosher animal, so it's not kosher for a Jew, it's kosher for a Goy. When you make it Eiver Achai, it's still not Eiver Min Achai for the animal, but it's Eiver Achai for you, so you're just adding an Isser on an Isser that we cannot do. Because you're not adding, because it does, so that, you know, that really is interesting. So if based on that, it would only, I think for Goyim it might also. We have to look at it, maybe Goyim only applies to kosher ones too. Could be, because then it should be Chal on it. You know, you hear? Could be only for Goyim, only on kosher animals also. Anyway, he's saying, but it expands because it even goes, for Goyim get Usser on Eiver Min Achai, when before Chelev was only Usser for Jews, so that's why that gets added as well. So let's take a look at one more now. What if Tolash Chelev Min HaTrefa? Now you're ripping off Chelev from a Trefa and you eat it. Lokesh Shalosh. You're going to get lashed for all three of them. And why is that? Because the first Isser is Chelev. That's Usser for Jew. After one comes the Isser of Trefa, which goes on the Isser of Chelev. The Gemara Chulin, you have to look into it, says the Isser Trefa is Chal and the Isser Chelev. It doesn't say why. And finally, the Isser Eiver Menachai, which adds on as well for the Goyim, it becomes all three. So you see how that you can add and have up to three averes of that. Now, any other scenarios you wanted to come up with?
What happens if he's, if you're ripping out the limb, let's say the heart, and as you're doing it, so he's becoming a trefa immediately, and then just as you take it out, it dies at that moment, but it's still coming out. Is it a trefa nevela and Avram Nechai?
Once it's a trefa, it's the same isser. Right, trefa and that's the same isser, really.
Okay.
Because it's making it a nevela.
Okay.
Right? That's the beginning. We think we've had before. Trafe is the beginning of that step of Nevela.
Didn't you get two sets of lashes for that, or only one?
I think one. I think they were saying it was one long thing, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, let's do one more. Halacha Vav. Now, here's an interesting. Basar Hamaduldol. Let's say you've got some organ, some kind of part of the animal that's dangling from the animal, but it hasn't come off totally yet. Right? It's still on a thread. Right? Now, obviously, once it would go off, that would become a dead piece of meat. But it's still connected.
Like so, a placenta, maybe?
Oh, I don't
know. It's just sinew.
Let's say it's an arm. An arm that got chopped significantly. And it's just like hanging on a couple sinews.
Right.
Okay, something like that, right? All right. Or that's Buster Medulla, that first flesh that's hanging. The Avra Medulla, or a limb that's hanging. Now, if that is already so severed that there's no way it's going to reconnect back and helpfully come back to it, right? So once it's at that stage of the game, it can't connect back. And now it hasn't been separated. Only after you shechted it. Let's say it's got this limb that's hanging. What do you do? It's a kosher animal. You go and shecht it. And if you're okay, now I can eat the whole animal because there's nothing was separated from before it. But since it cannot reconnect, usur, that piece is usur to eat minerabonon. In other words, technically it was shechted properly and everything would be okay. But rabbinically they don't like it. But still it's only rabbinic man local if you don't get lashed.
You can have the rest of it?
You can have everything else. But that piece you can't eat because it looks too close to Eiver Minachai. Rabbinically can't eat. The Mesa Habba. But what if the animal, instead of shechting, one animal just died afterwards? The Mesa Behema. Right now I say, Ki'ilu Nafal Mechaim. We look at it as if this piece came off before the animal, when it was alive. And therefore that piece would be considered Eiver Minachai. Because there was no Shechita that permitted it anyway. Then you get lashed on that for Eiver Minachai, and the rest of the animal would be lashed for Nevela. Last halacha, but that's all when, if that piece of meat will not reconnect and rejuvenate to the rest of the animal. If the animal would be able to rejuvenate and bring it back to be connected, then it's always considered part of the animal for the whole time. And therefore, if the animal gets shecht, mutar, the whole animal is allowed since it was going to happen and the shechita would help. And similarly, Ram doesn't speak it out, but it's obvious. And what if the animal just died on its own? Then the entire meat, even that hanging piece, is an avela, but it's not aver min hachai. Okay, we'll end at this point for today. Let me just check. Give me your thing. Let me see if I get your emails.